Happy Monday, everyone. It is March 8th as I record this. Happy International Women's Day and Women's Month. This is episode 220 of Pencils and Lipstick, and I'm excited to talk to you guys about my trip to New Orleans last week to attend the Future of Publishing Mastermind Summit. I learned a lot, met a lot of wonderful, wonderful people. I have to say the indie author world is full of probably the nicest people, like really, as far as art goes, like people are just so willing to help each other. It was really wonderful. And I'm going to give you guys an update on Kickstarter, especially because people keep asking me why I'm running a Kickstarter for my books. A lot of people have the idea that a Kickstarter is mostly for sort of small business or creative business capital earning. And yeah, that works on one hand, for sure, if you have a new invention and you can raise capital through Kickstarter. But a lot of authors are starting to use it as their book launching platform, and that is what I am going to use it for, or I'm in the process of using it for. So we're going to go over that, because mainly what I want to talk to you guys about is the idea of having a business when you are an indie author. So it might be a little bit of a shorter show. It's just me today. Next week, we're back with a guest. I have a lot of guests lined up. But when you come on as a guest, I always give you the option to choose the date that sort of works maybe with their book launch or their product launch or anything like that. And so today you get me. I carved it out for you so that you can know about the summits I go to. First of all, I think that everyone should try to get out of the house and go to a writer summit. This was a mastermind, and I would say above conference, go to a mastermind. But I guess that kind of depends on where you are in your writing journey. But I have to say, after COVID, and I love Zoom, it has connected me with a lot of people, but it was so nice to get out of the house and meet people face to face. You get that extra time with them. It's not just 1 hour, 2 hours. You have no other obligations happening at that moment in time, right? You're at the hotel, you're there, you're in it, you're going to find people to have dinner with. It does require a lot of your introverted self. But again, we have some of the nicest people in this indie author world. And so I just really want to encourage you, if you've sort of wanted to attend a conference or a mastermind or a retreat, I would encourage you to do so. I know some of them are huge, like Nink is huge and 20 Books is huge. And so that really depends on your personality. This was quite small. It was the first year. It is going to open up on the 13th of March, which is, as this goes out, it's the Wednesday that this goes out. If you follow Michelle Leonel, sorry, if you follow Russell Nolte, the writer MBA, Monica Leonel, had the M right, you guys will see them on their social media probably promoting it. You have to apply for it, but don't keep that from you from applying. Like, there were so many people who were like so far above me in so far past me in their writer journey. And then there were people starting out. So I was sort of on the middle, lower end, I would say, of the journey. But anyway, all that to say, I had a really great time. It was full of really wonderful people. So what it really got me thinking about, though, is this was a mastermind, and so we did a lot of small group working, learning from other people, brainstorming together with other writers, and they got the product, what do we call them? The like sponsors to participate in the brainstorming, which was really interesting because they brought a different perspective. Like one time I was brainstorming with somebody from Sound Booth, Jacob from Sound Booth at the table, and he just brought a different perspective on what I considered an issue. And that issue being the correct title for the Dowser book, because I keep calling it Crossing We say Zamora in Castilian Spanish, but it doesn't sound right when I say Zamora. So, you know, anyway, that's a big issue in my head. It was just interesting to hear his point of view. So there's a lot of brainstorming together, learning from each other. Mal Cooper taught about Facebook ads. Shell from Indie Author Magazine taught about using ChatGPT and Zapier for your business end. It was really amazing. So I want to ask you guys, really, what do you consider, your books a business? And this is one of the biggest things that I learned, like my aha moments. I had a lot of them and I feel like I'm still processing everything. But my aha moment was, I focus on a lot of things. I have a lot of pet projects, possibly because I'm a very high achiever. And I'm fairly distracted in all the time. I have low focus for sure. So those who consider their books a business, they treat it really like a business. And what I mean by that, like they have a budget, they have a business plan, they have a marketing plan. They are focused solely on the business and they are in their genre to like up to their eyeballs, I would say, in their genre. Some of them have several pen names. Melissa Storm was there, who she has maybe four pen names. She might have a secret one. I don't even know. She has a ton. So it's not like they, you know, are bored. They're not bored. They are doing what they love, but they're treating it with focus, with business focus, I would say. And I have not done that. I really had to face that conclusion. I focused a lot on learning craft. I'm very curious about that. I spent a lot of time last year delving into story. I'm very curious about that. And I don't regret this. I delved into story up to get my certification through Author Accelerator. And none of that, I don't regret any of that. But it certainly takes away some time and certainly money that I could have been putting towards my books had I decided to only to go all in on my books, right? So when you are coming to the table with your indie author career or your books, let's just say wherever you are, 1, 3, 10 books, are you treating it and do you want to treat it like a business? Because here's the thing, if you want it to be a hobby, that's fairly easy to do. You might not make money. You might just break even. You might get lucky and make money. Sometimes people are just lucky. But the majority of the people have to look at it and invest time as a business in order to become profitable, right? So if you really believe that all you want is for people to read your books, it's easy to find people to read your books. You'll end up getting a lot away for free, but that's okay. And that's okay. What I want to say is there is no right or wrong answer on how you want to approach your writing. But I do think that you'll face less frustration if you become very clear on what your approach is. I know that we talk about goals. A lot of people talk about goals and motivation and that's great. I can have goals. You know, my goal was to get Bended Loyalty and Bended Love out on Kickstarter and to play around with Kickstarter and to see how that works. I've already accomplished that goal, right? So when it comes down to goals, what I learned last week was, actually, I think I need to back up and decide what do I want to, when I sit down at my table here as a writer, what do I want that to look like to me? If you want to write books that are not a particularly popular genre, you know, like the hot genre, I don't think that you have to change your mind on that. Truth be told, if you're not a super fast writer, you might miss the hot genre anyway, even if you start writing it today, right? Sorry, I have to drink my tea. So I'm not telling you to write to market necessarily, nor do you have to write to market to make money. There was a woman there who was still writing werewolves and killing it on selling her books because there are enough readers out there that want to read them. I think that there are enough readers out there. We are selling a product that is more like a McDonald's hamburger than a couch, right? I read two books last week. I need another book. I don't. I have a TBR file that's too big. Anyway, but we can buy books quite easily, right? So when you're coming to the table, let's say you're with me and you're like, you know what? I'm going to go all in and I'm going to treat this like a business. I now have slimmed down my coaching side. I run monthly workshops. And if you are a writer and want to do monthly workshops, you should get on my reader's newsletter, which is linked below in the show notes. No, sorry, my writer's newsletter, which is linked below in the show notes. And you will get information about the workshops that I run. And I'm going to get better at sending more emails. I'm going to inundate you guys with emails, but that's okay. Because we need that, right? And then I am going to spend time now pursuing and building the book business. And because I have realized that I have really gone like quarter assed on that, and it's not working. And quite honestly, having some ha wanting it to work, but not going fully in has probably cost me money. Okay, I want to say that again. If you want it to be a business, if you desire for it to work in which your books are consistently selling every month, and you're not going 100% in learning both the craft, the marketing, and the business, you are probably wasting money. Okay? So I have thrown money at promotions, I have thrown money at some ads, I have dabbled in everything, and sales have gone up each time. But if I were to add all of those up, I had the sinking feeling that I spent more than I earned. Okay. So that is my first conclusion. So now that I'm going to go all in, if you are with me, and again, if you do not want to make it necessarily a business, if you want the traditional publisher, if you want the sort of traditional route of writing, in which, like, the publisher takes care of a lot of it. If you kind of want to go down the road of working on a breakout novel like Man in Moscow or The Kite Runner, let's say, I'm looking at my shelf here, sort of these Reese Witherspoon, Oprah book club books that break out, right? Then that's okay. That's just a different route than what I'm going to talk about today. I don't mind. I'm not saying that anything is better than the other. This is just where I am going. There are a lot of ways now, since we've diverged from people who want to sort of do breakout traditionally published books. Okay, now we're going to go fully indie author now. Okay, if you're going to go all in, I want you to look at different places other than Amazon and different ways to find your readers other than book swaps. And book swaps are great. Book funnel is great. Story origin is great. I always recommend people are on both. You can find authors, like-minded authors, like genre authors there. But you cannot build your book list, your reader's newsletter list solely from people who got something from you for free and expect them to buy from you the next time. Unless they are romance readers, because those people seem to be like the nicest people on the planet, quite honestly. They tend to buy, but you are still going to have a lot of people on your list who don't buy. Okay? Doesn't matter what you come up out with. They're going to wait for you to put it out for free. And now if you're going to look at this as a business, you will only strategically put out some books for free, not all books, right? There will never at any point will all your books have hit the free. You will be strategic about hitting free. And I would argue don't ever give them for free after the arc people, whatever, we'll see. These plans are always going to go up and down. They are going to sway with the whims of society, right? I want you to look at places like reamstories.com. They spoke, and I think I've talked to you guys about this before because I have been on Ream and I've been meaning to build it up, and I'm slowly building it and I just haven't finished it. But that is a place where you can, there was a place, Wattpad was a bit like this. If 10 years ago it was popular, I think it's still around, but where you can write and people can read as they go if you wish. But the difference with Ream Stories is that they pay a subscription. And so you can sort of earn money, right, as you're writing your book. Has a lot of fantasy there. There is a little bit of nonfiction, some sci-fi. I will be using it for my short stories. I use it as a place for people to go to read my prequels. And I will probably be putting, experimenting with a new pen name over there as well. Look into it. Subscriptions, you can put them as low as $3, $4. I wouldn't recommend lower than that because credit card transactions and Ream's percentage, which I think is like 3 or 4%, will pretty much cut into any sort of profit that you get, right? But it's a bit like Substack, except that you're writing books, okay? So it's like having your own Kindle Vella. And you can start bringing people over little by little. But imagine having a, I don't know, $20, $30, $40 per month, building that up. You're also building up a reader base that is probably more excited to buy from you than through just the book swaps, right? Because they didn't get anything for free. People value things that are not free higher than the free stuff. Second, I do think that you should look into Kickstarter. Unless you are awesome at book launching, and most people that I talk to, most writers that I talk to are very apprehensive about book launching. If you have a great group of ARC readers, great group of friends and family who will promote your book, and they are also your readers, and this sort of goes back and forth. Are you going to spend more time finding the readers? Are you going to spend more time sort of in the business? Remember, you only have so much time on your hands, but I would like you to look at Kickstarter, which brings me to the question that people have asked me, why? Why Kickstarter? Now, there's nothing wrong with using Alexa Big Wharf's Book Launch in a Box. She has a program there. I can't think off the top of my head anyone else that has a book launching course. You can find a lot of information for free. It's basically learning to market a product, right? An outcoming product. Kickstarter is a lot the same, but it's called reward tiers. And here's what's different about Kickstarter. So my Kickstarter, I wonder if I should just show you guys the video and if you, the screen, if you guys want to see the screen, you can come on over to YouTube. I know that this is a podcast and most people are probably listening by audio, but I'm going to show some things. So I'm going to show you what the difference is. So I'm using it as a launch. Because it's my first Kickstarter and because my list isn't yet used to it, I was given the advice, I would say, to not have too big of a pledge goal because Kickstarter is all or nothing. All right. So when you have Kickstarter, you have a landing page. You have, you know, a little video if you want to do that. You have you want to have really nice graphics and pictures, right? You want to say what it's about. And here's what I want you guys to see. All in one landing page, I can have everything. I can have everything about the books. I can have an outgoing link here if you want to check out Reem Stories. I have the prequel for free there. I will put also the link in the show notes if you guys want to read that and check out Reem Stories as well. And over here, so it's kind of working a bit like a store. And here's where we have the reward tiers. We have the ebooks. So we are 3 days into my Kickstarter. It's interesting because people either want both ebooks, one person bought one paperback, and other people bought both paperbacks, which is interesting. So here I'm going all the way down. Here we go. Here's both paperbacks there. You can choose whatever reward tiers you want, but the wonderful thing is, you know, if you have great graphics, if you have, this is why it's so popular with fantasy and science fiction, because they have possibly graphics of their characters, graphics of their world. But why Kickstarter more than anything? It looks a bit like a store. There, it does work differently because you don't get everything right away. You have to wait till the end of the Kickstarter. It is all or nothing. So I do have to get to $750 at least and beyond for people to get their product. Now, if I don't get there, I will just release the books and tell people and I'll do it again. This is my first time. I have no negative feelings towards this. I don't know how to say this. I do believe that I will get to that. So I'm not afraid of that. Some people, if you spend even more time building up your list, building up the excitement, building up, if you're better at marketing than me and I am trying to get there, you might go just like Claire Taylor. You might hit that goal and triple it in a day. So there's no limit to what your goal can be. It should be a goal that you think you can hit, but you can go beyond the goal, right? So 750 does not fund everything that I put into these books, but I wanted to place a low enough goal that I could hit it. Does that make sense? And you can always go beyond it. People can back the project as much as they want. Once the project is done, credit cards are charged and I start sending out products. Okay, that's how it works. But more than anything, I think this is the most fun part about it. Let me show you something. So what I can do, because it is my thing and I get to choose whatever, if you buy both of the books, I can give you whatever I want. So I've decided to give people both paperbacks, plus both ebooks, plus the ebook of the prequel, plus a fun recipe book that I put together, plus a metal book charm bookmark, plus what else did they get? They will get a surprise gift from me, and they will get it will be a surprise music list of all the songs that have influenced Tristan on his journey. So because I get to send these things out personally to my backers, I can add whatever I want. I can add stickers, I can sign them, I can add author book plates, I can add, I've had a couple of people, let me show you. A couple Kickstarters that I have backed have sent art graphics, right? So these little poster things, I think they're quite beautiful. I can't do this with mirrored Zoom. Here we go. You can add paper bookmarks. You can add, I mean, if you wanted to, you could add candles, chapstick, hot cocoa, whatever you want. You know, you just have to figure out the shipping on that and not go into the hole for that. So why Kickstarter? I think it's more personal. I think it is easier to launch books in the sense of them supporting both me and the books. I think it's a nicer platform to send people to rather than Amazon. If you were to, you know, start selling directly, that is also an option. You could have your own landing page and you could run your own sort of early bird sale, right? And I will probably try that as well. But I want you guys to try two things as you decide what you're going to do with your author business. look into subscriptions and see what you can give out there, what writing you're willing to put out there on a subscription model in order to gather new readers, readers who are excited about how you write, readers who are excited to be part of the journey. I do not think that you have to be worried about how much it will change. You can just put a little disclaimer there. These will be, you know, this will be edited before going into the book. There might be changes. You get to talk to your readers more through Ream Stories. You get to ask them questions. Hey, what should I name this character? That's fun. The more you can talk to your readers, the better, the more connection you're going to have. Which is another reason for Kickstarter. Because it is a personal platform and because I have to send them out, I know who has pledged. And so I can send out personal messages to them. I can add new things to their box. I can be very personal about it. You also get their emails in case you run another Kickstarter and they can be the first people there, right? Possibly backing it. Most of you only write in one genre, whereas I write in two under one name. And yes, I will be doing a whole different pen name for the contemporary romance. Absolutely. So you definitely still need Book Funnel, Story Origin as well. I think you should also check them out as far as selling directly, if that is something that you are going to want to do. But treat it like a business in the sense that you look at your options, you focus on one at a time, you learn the platform. Thomas Umstead has a great course I've heard. I didn't take his for Kickstarter. I took Russell Nolte's and Monica Lionel's Writer MBA. That is a very comprehensive Kickstarter platform course. Learn it. Invest the money in learning the platform. In probably before you even do that, look on Kickstarter.com and actually look at what people are doing and see if it's right for you. If you want to treat this like a business, I think you have to, and I'm talking to myself here, step back a little and have a little more planning involved and shut down the creative brain a little bit more and crank up the strategic and critical thinking brain and start looking at it. Look at the business side less with your author eyes and more with your business eyes, right? So there are two ways to look at things. You can look at your books creatively, and then when it comes to the business, there's probably going to be a little bit more learning, a little bit more strategy, a little bit more marketing, right? A couple different classes that might need to be taken, taxes, all that stuff, right? So if you're with me on this journey to really focus in on books as a business, welcome. I am excited to have you here with me. That has always sort of been my personal idea. I will still have people on the podcast who have chosen a different route because I think that it's important to realize that there's no better route than the other. But when you hear me talking personally, it will probably be a lot about that route of business-oriented indie author, putting my books out there, not just for people to read, but to receive a profit from the work that I've put into them, because I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I want to leave you with that idea. I do not think that there's anything immoral or wrong with you being paid for your work. I don't think there's anything wrong with telling people that they can go buy your book. I do not think that you have to give it away for free all the time. If you want this to be a business, treat it like a business. Love your books like the awesome product that they are. Treat them with the respect that they deserve and with the respect that the time and money you put into them deserves. And practice speaking about you as a writer and your books in this sense of being now a proud business owner. We do not have to push aside. And again, I'm talking to myself. We do not have to push aside our books, the time we put into them. We do not have to hurriedly move to the next topic in conversation. We need to learn to speak of our books and of our business with pride, with honor, with respect, right? Because that is what we will get back from other people when we do so. So again, check out the show notes below. That's where you're going to find the Kickstarter. If you want to check out my Kickstarter, I would appreciate it, of course. If you want something to read and you like contemporary women's fiction or contemporary family drama, if you like authors like Jojo Moyes, Nicholas Sparks, who else am I comping? Eleanor Oliphant is perfectly fine. I forget her name. If you like those books, I think that you will like my books. If you want to read the prequel, the link is below so you can get a little taste about what Tristan is about to go through by reading the prequel, and that is free. You will also get another copy of it, a Kickstarter exclusive copy, ebook copy of it if you back the campaign. If you know people who like women's fiction or contemporary fiction, please send them my campaign while you're there, after backing mine, of course. Check out Kickstarter, check out the publishing, see what other people are doing. My advice, and I took it to heart from other people, is for your first campaign, do something rather simple and then work your way up there. Check out reamstories.com. That's how you're going to read the prequel. Read it there, see how the platform is, you know, interact with other people there, maybe subscribe to a couple authors there to see it and to be part of something new coming up. And think about how you want to take your author career moving forward in 2024. All right. Next week, we're going to be back with Cher Davidson. We're talking about a lot of different things, how to revive a memoir that was published years and years ago. She's a lovely woman to talk to, and I think you guys will be really interested in that. So until then, have a great week.